Part 17, Thomas Leger's book called A Discourse, his principles in it follow. Principle, he said, those are in an error who set up a light within to be above the scripture or equal with the scripture and know no Christ but a Christ within. This man knows nothing about Christ except the words he reads about Christ. He reads about food, talks about food, and takes money from people to tell them what he has read about food, but has never eaten food himself. He doesn't even know where to get food to eat. And he is very critical about anyone who says they have eaten food, telling us, 1, food is not to be eaten, 2, food is not to be found within, and 3, there is no substitute for reading about food. Answer. The light, Christ, by which all things were made and created, glorified with the Father before the world began, which the Scripture testifies of, is above the Scripture, before the Scripture was. They who are not in this, Christ within, are reprobates, in which the Scripture ends and which it testifies of. And so it is Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever, that the saints come to witness within them, not another Christ, neither many Christs. Those who profess a Christ without them, who would have a Christ without them, and another Christ within them, here are two. For if it is not the same Christ that ended all types and figures and shadows, if it is not him who is within, they do not have the possession, the substance, nor the comfort of the true Christ. But they who do not have Christ, the end of the types, shadows, and figures in them, are among antichrists and false Christs, and they who have the form of godliness who can confess a Christ without them, and not within them, cannot confess a Christ come in the their flesh. Principle. Again he said, the saints have a glorious light within them, but imperfect. And it is an error to say they have an infallible light within them, that they must follow, which will show them all things. And to judge of Scripture that it must be fulfilled in them. And these are they who are brought up in dark places of the earth, are like Sauls who go to the witch, and not to the law and testimony. Answer. None come to the law and to the testimony, though they have the Old and New Testament, but those who come to the light in them, for the law is the light, and those who come to the Spirit within them, which is the Spirit of prophecy. And all that go from this, go into dark places of the earth. And such are they who go in the path of Saul, such spirits as go from the light within them, and the Spirit that is the testimony of Jesus, and the light. The glorious light of the saints with which they are enlightened is Christ, which is perfect, and they are changed from glory to glory. And so the light which you say the saints are in, and yet not perfect, and yet glorious. Mind your words, consider your measure, your judgment. The infallible light which every one that comes into the world is enlightened with is the leader of the people, and the light they are to follow, and it is the way to the Father, out of the way from the Father the devil, that is in the first Adam, in the transgression. Which light is Christ the second Adam, that every man that comes into the world is enlightened with. And they who follow this, and believe in it, and walk in it, abide not in darkness, but have the light of life. And the light within, and the Spirit of God within, that gave forth the Scripture, is the trial of the Scripture of truth, for men without that may wrest the words, and wrongly translate them. So the light within, the Spirit of God, is the judge of the Scriptures and knows Scripture, which gave it forth, and is the rule, and ruled and led them to speak them forth, and is the rule that leads them to open them again, and to lead into all truth, as said Christ. Principle. He said, what they set up above the Scriptures is heathenish, and the Scriptures are the ground of faith, without them faith cannot act, and faith has no bottom to rest upon but Scripture, and Scripture is more than faith, the sure word of prophecy, the balm of the conscience. It satisfies doubts, heals wounds, discerns the thoughts. Answer. The Pharisees and the chief priests were not healed, except they came to Christ. They found no rest for their souls, though they had the Scripture, yet they came not to Christ the light, which was before the Scripture was given forth. The Pharisees had the Scriptures, but they had not faith. They stood against the author and the ground of it, Christ. The Pharisees had the Scriptures, but it was Christ and God that showed them their thoughts. So the Scripture knew not their thoughts, but who are in the Spirit that gave forth the Scriptures, it shows men's thoughts. Enoch and Abraham had faith and did not have any Scripture. All are heathens who are not in the light which was before Scripture was written, though they have all the Scripture. The holy men of God acted in the faith, in obedience to it the light and the word within, before the Scripture was given forth, and they were all in the faith that gave forth the Scripture. And they did not act as from the Scripture, but from the Spirit of whom they had learned, who is the author of faith which the just live by, and God and Christ, the substance of the Scripture. Jesus, not scripture, is the author and finisher perfecter of our faith. Hearing or reading about Jesus, him being crucified, him being resurrected, and believing those events to be true is not faith and is not believing in Jesus. Faith is hearing the word of God and believing it to be the Son of God who is speaking, hearing the word of God that is in your heart so that you may obey it. Faith is listening, hearing, and obeying. Faith comes when you are led by the Spirit of God. Until you are led by the Spirit of God, you are under the law, which is your schoolmaster. Paul says in Gal 5:18, if and when you are led, prompted, ordered, commanded by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Gal 3:24. When you hear the word of God in your heart, and when you obey the word of God in your heart, then you evidence your belief by walking in faith. Faith is a journey. It has a beginning and a finish, or a perfection of your faith. Listening to and obeying Jesus is him being the author and finisher of your faith. When you hear him speak to you, Jesus authors your faith by laying the foundation of your faith on rock. Whoever comes to me and listens to my words and does practices, obeys them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man who built a house and dug deep and laid the foundation securely built on a rock. And when the flood arose, the torrent beat violently upon that house, but could not shake it because it was founded on a rock. Luke 6:47-48. And when you hear Jesus speak his words to you, and you believe it to be him, the foundation of your faith has been set on rock, a rock so solid that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Jesus finishes, perfects your faith when you see him bring your salvation. He will appear the second time, not to bear sin, but to bring full salvation to those who are waiting for and expecting him. Heb 9:28, for the grace of God that brings salvation. Tit 2:11, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring eternal life. Jude 1:21, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Pet 1:9. Principle. And the scripture is an infallible rule of worship. Answer. The Jews and Pharisees had the scriptures, and the apostates since the days of the apostles have had the scriptures, and have been out of the life that gave them forth. They lack the rule, which is the Spirit, in which God the Father of spirits is worshipped. And that was the rule which all the holy men of God were led by to give forth scripture, in which they worshipped God. For the Pharisees had the scriptures and not the Spirit which gave them forth, that worshipped they did not know what. They lacked the rule, the Spirit of God that was in them that gave forth the scriptures, in which they should have worshipped God, so saw not the substance, the ground of faith, and author of faith, Christ Jesus. Principle. They will not put off their hats, they write thee and thou one to another, they will not say master. Answer. The honor of the hat, the putting of it off, is an earthly honor of the earthly Adam in the fall, in the transgression, which Christ the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, not of the earthly, comes to redeem man out of. He receives it not, he will have none of it, but the honor that comes from above, and comes to stain the honor that is from below, and sees it a mark of earthly Adam in the transgression, and not of the second, the heavenly. And as for thee and you, you to a number, and thee to a singular, they who stumble at this, show they have neither learned grammar nor Bible. So are short of the Spirit that spoke the sound words that cannot be condemned, and speaks proper words, which is the plant of renown. As for being called of men master, Christ said, be not you called of men master, for you have one master, even Christ, and you are all brethren. And they are in error that slight his commands and trample them under feet, and they are hypocrites, who, after they have trampled his commands under foot, make a profession of his words. Thomas Leger, you profess that you esteem the scripture highly, above ordinances, above angels, and is not this scripture which said, be you not called of men master, and is it not Christ's command? Yet you deny these scriptures and trample them under your feet. The custom of 17th century England was to wear hats inside and always outside, but when meeting an important person, parents, judges, ministers, etc., the hat was supposed to be removed in respect to that person's importance. This is a violation of the command of James, but if you have respect to persons, partiality to certain people, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. James 2:9. The Quakers refused to take off their hats for important people, and many were sent to prison by judges who were outraged. Important people were called master, and important people insisted on being called you instead of thee, by which common people were addressed. The English schoolbooks taught thee and thou for grammar at the time. So, the Quakers were forbidden to make class distinctions in their addressing people, treating every man equally, without showing partiality or respect of persons, which is a sin. Principle: the scripture is the lantern of obedience, and it directs men to Jesus. And he calls the scripture, the word of God, the sum of truth. And they could not have known there had been a Christ, or a mediator, or grace, or glory, or worship, or Father, or Spirit, or light, but as it is declared in scripture. Read the book of Job. They had not a single scripture, yet from the Spirit they had more knowledge of God than all of Christendom put together. George Fox has an excellent writing, The Heathen's Divinity, to the shame of Christians, showing that the heathens in the Bible showed more knowledge of God than Christendom. Answer: I do believe that you are of those who have gotten up since the days of the apostles, in the apostasy, inwardly ravening from the Spirit of God. And you would not have known there had been a Father, or Spirit, or grace, or worship, if the Scripture had not declared it, because you are teaching errors, and therefore condemned to be unable to hear the voice of God, the Word within your heart, the light within. But they, many of the early church, who did not have Scripture, had faith, had the Holy Ghost, had the Father, knew Christ, knew the Spirit. Those who had the Scripture, the Pharisees, did not know the Father, did not know the Holy Ghost, nor the Redeemer, but resisted, as it was in Stephen, him who was born of the Spirit. Now they who did not have the Scriptures knew all these things, that had the Spirit that gave them forth, while those who had the Scriptures and not the Spirit did not know these things, because they had the spirit of error and were in heaps about the saints' words. Now the Pharisees had the Scriptures, yet walked in darkness, not having David's lamp to their feet, and so could not see Christ as David did. Said the apostle, their table was their trap, there they stuck. David, that had the life that gave forth the Scriptures, had the lantern to his feet, and had not they a lantern before the Scripture was written? Abraham, Enoch, what led them all to give forth Scripture? Are not all they who have the Scripture, and are out of what they were in that gave them forth, out of the light, and out of the lamp? And they had a rule of obedience before the Scripture was given forth, the word of God, that lives and abides and endures forever. That is the word of faith, in which the Scripture, the words of God, ends. And those that had the Scripture and were from the life that they were in that gave it forth, knew not Christ. Principle: the gospel is the Scripture. Before a single scripture was written, the gospel was preached to Abraham. God would justify the heathen through faith, preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, "In you will all nations be blessed." Gal 3:8. So the scripture is obviously not the gospel. The gospel is a mystery. Romans 16:25 F6:19, which mystery is revealed by Christ to every man. For the gospel has been, past tense, preached in every creature under heaven. Col 1:23. The priests of Babylon named the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John the Gospels, but Luke called his book a declaration, not the gospel. Answer: many may have the scripture and deny the power of God, which is the gospel, and many had the scripture and the form, and stood against the Son, the truth, Christ Jesus, the power of God, the gospel. And as for your other lies and slanders, which are not worth mentioning, which come from your drunken spirit, when the spirit is awakened that suffers by it, you shall feel every word your burden, and you who do set the scriptures above Christ, and God, and the Spirit, are a heathen. Thomas Leger's Antiquaker's Assertions. His principles in it follow. Principle: he said, the divine nature is without mixture of sin, but it does not destroy wholly the sinful nature that is in us, and the being of sin does not until the body dies, and sin has been in us to humble us. This is a common claim. Sin keeps us humble, and that is why we are stuck in sin. Do you think the devil is humble? Since he is the author of sin, then he is the greatest sinner. Does this make the devil the most humble of all? Do you think God was happy when Adam sinned and fell from the life of God? Do you think God is so petty as to cause Adam to fall from grace, so he could be less than God? This is a ludicrous myth, perpetrated by those blind guides, trying to justify their income for leading the blind, by saying that God wants us all blinded by sin to stay humble. To the contrary, God wants us free of sin. So our pride, which is of the world and not the Father, will be destroyed, and we will have the fruit of the Spirit, which includes humility or meekness. Answer: sin is what does not humble but lifts up. What humbles people and brings down the sin is the humility which bears the sin and iniquity, which is Christ. The saints were made free from sin while they were upon the earth and had the body of sin put off. And they who have received the divine nature know it and have escaped the pollutions that are in the world and the lust of it. And so the divine nature destroys sin in its being. Principle. Again he said, the scripture is a quickening spirit, the wisdom of God, the power of God unto salvation, the words of the blessed scriptures, every line of it. I have had, said he, the righteousness of God revealed in my soul. I have had the love of God, the grace of Christ, the communion of the Holy Ghost manifest in me, but I trample upon all attainments, the highest, as dung. How can a book be a spirit? This man has no idea what a spirit is. A spirit is a living being. Now Jesus is a spirit for sure, and when Jesus speaks, the spirit of his words carry to the listener. And if a man hears enough of words spoken from the Spirit of God, then his heart is brought to the life of God, or quickened. That is why Jesus said, it is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life-giving. John 6:63. That is why Paul further explained, the letter scripture, written words without spirit kills, but the spirit gives life. Consider. If you are depressed, you can read a verse in the Bible and feel very, very condemned. It is your spirit that is influencing how you react. If you are all happy and you read the same scripture, you can ignore anything possibly negative in it. It is your spirit that is affecting how you receive the words. But if the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you, first, unless the words apply to you at that moment of time in your walk, as the most important thing he could say to you, he would not speak those words. Second, if they did apply to you, highly unlikely, at that time, he would speak in such a way that you would clearly hear the intent of his words. And third, if it were God speaking to you, he would speak only with words in any language, any dialect, any level of vocabulary, that you totally understand so that you would hear exactly what he was saying. Reading scripture cannot do this. The people who insist scripture is the word of God, is the gospel, and is even the same as the Spirit of God, are people who have never heard the Spirit of God themselves, and so they deny the possibility. Why? So they would not have to admit they don't have what they presume they have. So they won't have to give up preaching and teaching their knowledge of the words in the Bible with their opinions as to what they mean. So they won't have to give up their income as a preacher or the status of being reverend. Answer. Many had the scriptures and stood against the wisdom of God and stood against the power of God, yes, killed and persecuted the Lord of life and glory, they who had the dead letter without the life. And many got the form and denied the power and denied the quickening spirit. And the Spirit of Christ does not bring to trample upon attainments, not upon the love of Christ, nor the righteousness of Christ. The love of Christ, the grace of Christ, the righteousness of Christ were never esteemed as the dung, nor trampled upon as the dung. Such as were transgressors were as dung, and they trampled upon the love of Christ, the righteousness of Christ, but who come into this, trample upon their own notion. Principle, he said again, that perfection is a golden dream and the scriptures are the word of God. There are 100 plus scriptures that speak of holiness, purity, perfection required, click to see. Answer, perfection is over all dreams be they never so golden, and it ends them all and is above them all. And Christ's name is called the word of God. And the scriptures are the words of God, which Christ, the word of God, by which all things were made, came to fulfill. A book called A Serious Review of Some Principles of the Quakers. Principle, no man has reason to say that the spiritual substance is in the creature. The divine essence is subject to change as is the soul of man, and everyone is enlightened that comes into the world by the light of Christ. And this he calls a natural light. And that some persons are come up out of the fall is an error. I do not own a perfection without sin, and it is an error to say there is any perfection without sin. The man denies perfection because he knows he is not perfect, and the thought of having to become perfect is frightening, particularly to anyone who does not know how powerful God is. These people cannot see perfection in anyone who is perfect, like they could not see Jesus being perfect, like Job's friends could not see the perfection of Job, like the Jews could not see the perfection of Paul or John. They are too busy disagreeing with them to even see their fruits. But as it was then, he who was born after the flesh persecuted him who was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Gal 4:29. Answer. All error is in the fall, and what has come up out of the fall has come out of the error, into the second Adam, where there is no error, which many witness, for all error is in the first Adam in the fall, and in him who tempted. The light which enlightens every man that comes into the world, by which the world was made, which was before the world was made, by which all things were made and created, in whom is life, and this life is the light of men. And men being in the light which they are enlightened with, and coming by the light to him from whom the light does come, they come into the perfection, out of sin. For all sin and imperfection are in the first Adam, in the earth. Perfection is in the second Adam, Christ Jesus, who bruises the serpent's head in his saints that he perfects, the author of imperfection. Those who are in him are in a perfection without sin, and there is no sin in perfection, nor any error in the perfection of Christ. All who are in the unreasonableness are ignorant of the spiritual substance, and power of God, and Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of Christ, the nature that dwells in the saints, all which are substance and not shadow, and the divine power, and the power of the Lord God. And God does not change, nor his spirit, nor the soul, nor his power, so read yourself. God does not change in his being, neither does that which comes from him, what he has in his hand and in his power. Principle. He said, what is imperfect can be reconciled to God, and that they are poor blind creatures who say the light enlightens every man that comes into the world, and need no light and discovery to help, and the scripture does nowhere call Christ the word, but the scripture is the word. And so these poor creatures err, not knowing the scripture. To speak in the singular number is nonsense, and they who translated the words thee and thou might have translated them you. Answer. The Spirit gave to speak the proper language, singular and plural, and spoke such words as cannot be condemned. And if translators that are out of that translate the words given forth from the Spirit into whatever form they will, yet the Spirit will find it out. And the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world, by which all things were made, the made lights and created lights, Christ Jesus the light, which enlightens everyone that comes into the world, need not have these outward lights or discoveries. They were all made by the light, which light was before these were made. And they who are come into the reconciliation with God are in perfection, out of the imperfection, from under the wrath. And the word reconciles, hammers down, cuts down, and burns up what is contrary, and sanctifies and makes clean. And Christ Jesus, his name is called the Word of God. The scripture said so, and they say that the scriptures are the word, but they are the words of God, and Christ the word, which was before they were given forth, comes to fulfill them, and that which is imperfect is done away. Principle, to say that God is substantially in man, as essentially one with him, can be no other but the man of sin, the devil himself, having transformed himself into an angel of light, and if it were possible would deceive the very elect. Answer. The scripture said that God will dwell in man and walk in him, and the saints had unity with the Father and the Son. And all that hate the light which Christ the light has enlightened them with, have not the Father and the Son. In such the man of sin reigns, and in such the devil may transform. But the elect he cannot deceive, the elect have the victory and dominion who were elected in him before the foundation of the world. Glory forever. And as for all the other words in your book, they are not worth mentioning, they will be your own burden, they will fall heavy upon you in the day when you shall give an account to God. James Brown's book called Antichrist in Spirit. His expressions and principles are as follows. Principle. That the light in every man is a certain guide and rule in all things. This is the means by which scriptures are slighted. Answer. No one knows nor owns the scriptures, but as the light of Christ who enlightens every man that comes into the world, guides and teach him, the light of Christ within, which gives them the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, and of the scriptures, and to see the scriptures, and does not slight them. The fact that there are 45,000 sects in Christendom, each with different beliefs regarding what the scriptures really mean, proves that unless a man is taught the scriptures by the Spirit of God, or the light, which is another manifestation of the Spirit of God, he does not know their true meaning. And for certain, with the promise from the Holy Spirit to teach you all things, if you be quiet and listen and quit teaching things you don't know, you will be taught the scriptures, along with the mysteries of God, which are far deeper than the scriptures even touch on. Principle, to witness God and Christ's glorious resurrection, and heaven and the happiness of New Jerusalem, this is looked upon as an error. Answer, Christ is within, who is the resurrection, the glory, the kingdom of heaven is there. And David who witnessed him was in hell, he was upon the earth too, and he who witnessed the New Jerusalem and that happiness was upon the earth. They who have all these words, not possessing the life, they have no comfort in what they speak, nor in what they profess, and the babes and the children that are free know their mother that is from above. Principle. If there is no outward means but light within, what need of the scriptures? Answer. The light, Christ within, was in the saints before the scriptures were given forth, and that was it which was their guide to give forth the scriptures, wherein they walked and did not stumble. And that is it which gives to see the scriptures again, to what condition they are spoken and the use of them. Principle, the day is not yet dawned, nor the day star, the bright and morning star. Answer. The apostle tells the saints of the day star, and they were children of the day, and the night was over, the true light shined, and the darkness was past. Though some indeed had not yet come to the day star, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Where darkness rules, there are the works that are out of the light, and among such as have apostatized since the days of the apostles, the day star is not risen to them, they see it not. But among the children of light it is seen, and they who see it not are comprehended. The day star is risen, and they are children of the day. Principle. And those who bring people to look at the light within them are as Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Answer. All that go from the light within them are as Korah, Dathan, and Abiram among the Lord's prophets, exalting themselves and persecuting. Principle. All men are not so taught of God as they shall be at Israel's return. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Every man therefore who has heard and has learned from the Father comes to me. John 6:45. But this man has never heard from God, and so he has never come to Christ. He is still walking in sin. He is still a spiritual Gentile because he has never been taught by Jesus, as Paul below explains is necessary. Therefore, this I say and testify in the Lord, that from this time forward you must not walk as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to fleshly indulgences to work all impurities with greediness. But you have learned differently from Christ, assuming you have actually heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. F4:17-21. Answer. All men are taught of God that are in the covenant, whether Israel hears or not. Principle. I know that many of the Quakers are temperate, sober, self-denying people, but this is only the tithing of herbs. Answer. It was the doctrine of the apostle, who preached Christ the end of tithing and herbs, and self-denial, soberness, and temperance were not called the tithing of herbs, for the spirit that gave forth the scriptures brought to these. Principle and the light within is darkness, and I never read of the churches of the saints that spoke by two. Let 2 to 3 prophets, those inspired by the Spirit to teach or preach, at that moment speak, and let the others judge what they hear. If anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first stop talking so that the second may declare his or her revelation. In this way you may all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all may be comforted. 1 Cor 14:29-31. The above is Paul's instructions for orderly worship. Note, there is no one preacher. Several of the brethren are supposed to speak. Further, Paul instructs, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with words from Christ in your hearts, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Col 3:16. Answer. The apostles' doctrine to the Corinthians was that they might speak by 2 or 3, and the light within, which is the light of Christ, which does enlighten every man that comes into the world. The darkness cannot comprehend it, though it shine in it, till it shine forth in the heart, to give the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Principle, and that the kingdom that is in the saints is in the Pharisees, I deny. Answer. The kingdom that is in the saints is in the Pharisees, in measure, though it is but as a grain of mustard seed, which is like to the leaven little. Principle. The state of arising from sin to grace is never called a resurrection. Answer. Those who arise from sin to grace, out of the first Adam into the second Adam, come into the resurrection, and the second death shall have no power over them, and the saints come to judge the world. Principle. Such as trust to a light within them forsake the holy oil, the Lord's Spirit that speaks in the scriptures. Answer. The Lord's Spirit spoke in those who gave forth the scriptures, who had the holy oil, the light within them. And the Spirit speaks not from the scripture, but by what gave it forth, which is the author of it. Principle, I deny that any have a light within them to attain to the measure of God and Christ, as they who have the writings. Answer, none attain to the mystery of God, but by the light which comes from Christ the mystery, though they may have the scriptures. Principle, They who will not put off the hat, but say thee and thou to people, this is a sin of their own devising. Answer. Thee and thou was in the 17th century grammar books, proper language, and a form of sound words. The hat is earthly Adam's honor, that is earthly, which the second Adam never looked for, but gives this mark to know an unbeliever by, who seeks it and looks for the honor below. Principle. Is it not a shame for a boy to say thee to his father and thou to his mother? Answer. Jephthah's daughter thou'd her father, the judge of Israel, and he did not look upon it as a shame. And the children of God thou'd their father, and the Lord never rebuked them for it, as we read in Scripture. And as for all the rest of the lies and slanders in your book, they are not worth mentioning, but to redeem truth from them, and that none at all may make them their refuge, for they shall feel it, if they do, at the day of judgment. Some of Philip Bennett's principals called minister at Cartmel in Lancashire. Principle, he said, that none know another to be the child of God. Answer, which is contrary to the scripture. 1 John 3, we are the sons of God. And the apostles knew others to be the children of God, as the ministers of God do now. Principle, again he said, that he did not know why God did make a difference among men. Answer. So is ignorant of the ministry, which puts a difference between the precious and the vile. Principle, and he said, none can give a reason of the election or know the elect of God. Answer, and so you are out of the apostles' doctrine who said, they were elected before the foundation of the world, and ignorant of the scriptures which say Christ is the elect. Principle, again he said, he would never exhort people to take heed to that of God which is made manifest in them. Answer, contrary to the apostles' doctrine, Rom 1, 19, 2 Cor 4, 6, Col 1, 27, 1 John 2, 27, Rom 10, 8 who brought people to the light within them, and to the sun within them, Christ within them. Some of Adam Sand's principles. Principle, he said, he hated what may be known of God is made manifest in man, which God has showed unto him, Rom 1, 19, and said, that was the Quakers' foundation. And it was told him they were the Apostle Paul's words, and he was showed the place in the Bible and told, look at it, he said again, he hated it. Answer. So he is found in the nature of the Jews and Gentiles that went astray, who were not like to retain God in their knowledge, while they were reprobates from what may be known of God, made manifest in them and hated it. Neither are you, nor any professor upon the earth, like to receive God or Christ, spirit or faith, while you hate that of God in you. Principle, and he called those with him, brethren and servants of God, and yet a little before said, they had no grace in them. Answer. Contrary to the apostle who said, the brethren's hearts were established with grace, and the grace of God which brought salvation appeared to all men, which taught the saints, which you have turned into a license to sin, or wantonness. Principle, and he confessed, that they were more and more ignorant of God, and blinder every day than other. Answer, we do believe you. How should it be otherwise with you, who say you are brethren and have no grace in you, and hate that of God and people? But the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared to all men, which lets them see ungodliness. So in that the liar speaks in you, for grace is what lets everyone see ungodliness. Roger Atkinson, reader at Turver Chapel in Lancashire. Principle, that the letter of Scripture was God. And it was asked if the letter, paper, and ink was God, and he said, it was God, and brought 1 John to try to prove it. And again he said, the letter was the word of God. Answer. The scriptures of truth are the words of God, and were all learned of God, and are writings, and Christ the Word comes to end all these words, and all end in him. So the scriptures are not God, but those who spoke them forth were holy men of God, who had learned from God, for God was before scripture who gave them forth. Richard Stokes called minister at Greyrig Chapel in Westmoreland. Principle, he said, that the scriptures are God, and again, that the scriptures are a God. And afterward he set his foot upon it and stamped upon it and said, it was but Hebrew copies and Greek copies and they were not the scriptures, and said, they were not true before near 100 people. Answer, and yet a God, and they God. But the scriptures of truth are the words of God, and the carnal man and the devil, both of whom are out of the truth, may get scriptures, but stand against the word Christ who fulfills them. And the scriptures of truth are not God, nor a God, but are the words of God that cannot be broken and must be fulfilled by Christ the Word. George Johnson, priest of Orford, said, Principle, that the light which John bore testimony to is the light of nature. Answer. Which is contrary to the scriptures. For the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world was before any natural lights or created lights were. Principle that the Americans Indians were never ordained for grace and salvation, and that the grace of God had never appeared to the Americans. Answer, which is contrary to the scriptures, which say, the grace of God which brings salvation has appeared to all men, and I will give him for a light, a covenant to the Gentiles, a new covenant to the house of Israel and Judah, and that he may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. And many in America have received truth and salvation. Principle. That none can be free from sin, nor perfect, while they live upon the earth, and that none are able to keep the commands of God. Now why would God give us commands, if it is impossible to keep them? Does that sound fair and honest to you? Through your fleshly efforts, many of Jesus' commands are impossible to completely obey, no matter how hard you try. Complete obedience to all his commands is only possible by your going to God to be changed, by the cleansing and purifying power of God, through the inward cross of self-denial. Christendom has no power because they don't understand the gospel, which is the power of God, they don't understand the cross, which is the power of God, and they don't understand the power of his name. Christendom is without power, practicing a form, hollow shell of godliness, exactly what Paul warned about. 2 Timothy 3:5. But by the power of God, faith and the true promises, you can be changed to be able to completely keep all of Jesus' commands, to fulfill the law, to establish the law, to become perfect, to become pure, to become holy by believing in his true promises and going to him to silently listening, hear and obey. But until you do, you always be locked into the slavery of sin, unable to love like he has commanded us, unable to show the love of God to the world, unable to be a true disciple of Christ, with no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. Answer. So he has denied the one offering and shown himself to be out of the love of God and the circumcision of the Spirit, which puts off the body of sin, and out of the blood of the new covenant. These are the principles of the priests of Orkney. Principal James Morrison said, that Christ which is within men is a devil, and that all who said they had Christ within them were devils and witches, and so tells the people take notice of it. Answer. Contrary to the apostle to the Colossians who said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And to the Corinthians he said, Christ is in you unless you are reprobates. And they are in the witchcraft and of the devil that have not Christ in them and are reprobates, and this was and is the doctrine of the ministers of God. Witnessed by Luke Liddell, soldier, with all the rest of the priest's hearers. G.W. George Whitehead, George Larkham, priest of Cockermouth in Cumberland, his principles as follows. Principle, he said, he would come to Christ and never own the light within him. Answer. None come out of transgression to the second Adam, but who come to the light within, which is the way to the Father, and that is it which gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, which comes from him. Principal George Larkham said, I wish to God I had power so that you would be severely punished. Answer. Here you have shown you are limited, as well as are your weapons and your armor, and you are not a minister of Christ in the armor of God, the shield of faith, nor shod with the gospel. But such are the priests and false prophets, who are in the form but deny the power of God, who get the magistrates on their side, that they may be ready to help them against the truth whenever it arises. Thomas Warwick, priest, came to the meeting of those called Quakers on a green and struck John Grave and plucked him off the green, and his wife struck and beat them severely and drew blood of friends. The same priest said, if the law were correctly executed, you might not stand there, it would cut off all your necks. Thomas Dentham, priest, called me out of the meeting to him and said he would stand to prove his practice, and then went his way and told the people take me away, hang me. And at his words the people beat me and pulled the hair out of my head. John Grave, witness. Answer, you show yourselves not to be ministers of Christ, but to be such that ever were out of the saints' life, who were found in the spirit of murderers and persecutors. Of him you are that is out of the truth, that would drink the blood of the saints. This is the mark of the beast and false prophets, that would kill creatures and wrestle with flesh and blood. Principle, that the devil is a minister of Christ in some sense. Answer. Christ the seed of the woman, bruises the serpent's head, and destroys death, and him that has the power of it, and destroys the works of the devil, and judges the prince of this world, and takes him, together with the false prophets and the beast, and casts them alive into the lake of fire, that he shall deceive the nations no more. Therefore he will not allow the devil to minister, And thus the devil and his apostles are bound under with the truth, which he is out of. Principle. The scribes and Pharisees were ministers of Christ in the same sort as Moses was, when Christ commands to hear them, though in a lower degree of manifestation. Answer. The scribes and Pharisees were not as Moses, for Moses was in the life and light with which he saw Christ. The Pharisees had the words of Moses and the law and prophets, but were out of the life that Moses and the prophets were in. Though got up in Moses' chair, they stood against Christ and saw him not as Moses did. Christ cried woe against them. So they were not the ministers of Christ, but against him who was the end of the prophets. John Owen, who calls himself a minister of the gospel, in his catechism, which he gives forth, 1657, has these principles. Principle, all truth concerning God and ourselves is to be learned from the Holy Scripture, the Word of God. Answer. There was truth learned before the Scriptures were written, and the Scriptures of truth are the words of God, which end in Christ the Word, and there is no truth learned, but as the Spirit does lead into all truth, which comes from Christ the truth, which was before the Scripture was written. And the Spirit of truth leads into all truth of the Scripture. And many have the Scriptures, but know not Christ the truth, but as the Spirit leads them and reveals him, and so he has excluded Christ and the Spirit. Principle, there is one God in three persons. Answer, where does the Apostle tell us of three persons, but tells us of the Father, the Word Jesus, and Holy Ghost, which are one? But you and you get this out of the Mass book, an old common prayer book, who are the mutterers about three persons. Principle. I am conceived in sin and born in iniquity. Answer. Then your parents were not believers, so their children unholy. For by nature children of wrath, that is in the unconverted state, in the transgression unbelievers. For they who by nature are children of wrath are not born of the believers, for the unbelievers are sanctified by the believers, else were their children unholy, but now are they clean. Principle. We have not kept the commandments of God, but are all sinners and transgressors of them. Answer, we do believe you, John Owen, and the rest of you, who call yourselves ministers of the gospel, and yet have not kept the Ten Commandments, and would include all men with you to be sinners and transgressors of them. No, John was separated from you, who said, he who loves God keeps his commandments. But what? Are you not false witnesses who call yourselves ministers of the gospel? Are you not false witnesses who covet after other men's goods, houses, and money? Are not you committers of adultery and stealing? Are not you murdering men in holes, prison cells, in walls of castles and fortresses, for goods, like a troop of robbers, as the company of priests did in the day of the law and prophets? Do you not live in dishonoring your parents and God and taking it to yourselves? Do not you all come short of keeping the Sabbath, who are bearing of burdens, making a fire, gathering your meat when you should be at rest? Are not you all taking God's holy name in vain in their vain opinions preached from their carnal minds, both in pulpit, townhouse, alehouse, streets, market houses, and naming Christ's name in your iniquity, so not held guiltless? Are not you all making images, and graven images, and hanging them up in your steeple houses, and on signs, and in houses, and gardens, and highways, of things above the earth, and things that are beneath the earth? And do you think that people do not believe you, when you tell people in your catechism that you have broken all the Ten Commandments, when we see your fruits have declared it? Are you not ashamed to set forth such a catechism, who say you do not keep the commandments? Principle, the sacraments are the seals of the covenant of grace. Answer, it is God that seals the Son and sent him into the world, and not outward shadows. And as for your word sacraments, the Pope was the author of them in his common prayer book. There is no such word as sacrament in Scripture. And as for the rest of your work in your book of catechism, it is like unto the old doctors of the Jews that broke the commands of God, that loved him not, whom Christ cried woe against. S. Palmer and R. Hook, who say they are the servants of Christ, their principles in a book called The Form of Sound Words, and who direct their book to the friends, neighbors, and parishioners of Jedling and Sodom. Principle. That henceforth you are not children tossed to and fro and carried about with the sleights of men, which is in reference to false prophets, of whom this land is now full. You say that a man cannot be made free from sin and cannot keep the commandments of God perfectly. Answer, are not you in the tossing to and fro and tossing people to and fro? And are not you the false prophets who Christ said would come, who John said had come, and the world has been following after you, who tell the people that they cannot keep the commandments perfectly, contrary to John, who said, he who loves God keeps the commandments of God. And the beast made war against those who kept the commandments of God, and herein is the love of God perfect. Principle, you tell people of a sacrament, a creed, and three persons. Answer. The scripture tells no such thing, but the common prayer book, the Episcopalian prayer book, which is not scripture, does, and so you do not teach the form of sound words in your catechism. Principle, out of the scriptures we may learn the knowledge of the true God. This contradicts scripture. What may be known of God is revealed in them, for God has shown it to them. Rom 1:19. Knowledge of God only comes by revelation from God, hearing him speak his word to you from your heart, or seeing what he shows you by his light. Answer. What gives the knowledge of the true God is the Spirit that gave forth the scriptures, for the Pharisees that had the scriptures and did not know God. Principle. The state of man in this life is threefold: creation, corruption, regeneration. Answer. In regeneration, the life is changed out of that life which is in the fall. So regeneration and corruption are not one in the new life. Principle, a man by his own power cannot get into regeneration, for they are dead in sins and trespasses. Answer, some are sanctified from the womb, and some children are holy, so all are not dead in sins and trespasses, for they who are so are but unbelievers. Principle, all men have not salvation by Christ, and there are many that have no share in the salvation purchased by Christ. Answer. This is contrary to Scripture, which said that he is the offering for the sins of the whole world and the Savior of all men, and especially of those that believe. And they who turn the grace of God into wantonness deny their salvation, and they who hate the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world hate their salvation to the ends of the earth. Principle, the Scripture is the Word, and God is in his Word, and God in the Scripture offers Christ. God in his Word offers Christ, which you call Scriptures. The Bible clearly distinguishes between the name of Scripture and the name of the Word, as did Jesus, and the Father himself who has sent me has testified concerning me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form. And you do not have his Word abiding in you, for you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are those that testify of me. But you will not come to me, that you might have life. John 5:37-40, and Jesus makes it clear that the Word is far more important than Scriptures. Come to Jesus, not to sect services, not to prayer meetings, not to altar calls, but come directly to him by silently waiting on him, listening for his voiced commands and teachings. Answer. The Scriptures of truth are the words of God, and Christ the Word comes to fulfill them. And God was in those who gave forth Scriptures, and Christ was in them who gave forth Scriptures, and the Scriptures testify of him. And the Scripture does not say that God is in the dead letter, paper, and ink. But his power you are ignorant of and err, not knowing the Scriptures, and the Scriptures are not God. Principle. You say that God works inwardly by his Spirit, and outwardly by his Word, and our faith is summed up in the Apostles' Creed. The apostles never saw the Apostles' Creed because the Apostles' Creed first occurred in 390 AD, several hundred years after the apostles had died. It evolved from the Nicene Creed, proclaimed by Roman Emperor Constantine, who poisoned his son, boiled his wife to death, and led an army of Christians against the dissenting Donatist Christians. Constantine made exile being the punishment for dissent to the Nicene Creed. The Apostles' Creed occurred 10 years after the Roman Emperor Theodosius had made his brand of Christianity the official version of Christianity, also outlawing all others. Thus the Church fornicated with the kings of the earth, as prophesied in Revelation. The following is the common version of the Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. For this man's shallow religion, the Creed covers it all. But the holy depths of the Scriptures are not contained in the Creed, for the Creed speaks nothing about turning from evil, repentance, obeying the moral commandments. Don't lie, don't steal, don't commit adultery, don't covet, don't murder. Self-denial with obedience to God instead of your own desires. Few being saved, with many trying to enter the narrow way and failing, silently listening to God, God teaching man, becoming a son of God too, the light of God, the word in the heart, union with God, Christ in you, Christ searching your heart for your secret sins, salvation in being delivered from all sin, then to be protected from ever sinning again, the Spirit of truth guiding you into all truth, the Holy Spirit teaching you all things, the Spirit of truth reproving all in the world for sin and convincing of righteousness, the anointing that teaches you all things, so that you have no need of man to teach you. Grace that redeems and purifies, grace that teaches us what to deny and how to live a godly life. The kingdom of heaven being within and around a man, entering the kingdom while on earth, perfection required, purity required, cleanliness required, holiness required, obeying God, hating evil, the fruits of the flesh that exclude you from heaven. Truth in the inward parts, the requirement to keep the moral commandments, required producing the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, faith, goodness, kindness, humility, patience, self-control, suffering of the believer required. Righteousness required, justification, works of love prompted by faithfully following the Lord's promptings are required, fellowship with the Son and the Father. Fellowship with other saints in the Spirit, circumcision of the heart, the new creature renewed in God's image. The new mind, the new spirit, the new heart, repentance, seeing God while alive on earth, the new covenant, hearing God. Eternal peace and unspeakable joy available in this life. God's love perfected in us by keeping his word. Jesus and the Father making their home in our hearts by following his teachings. To enter the rest, ceasing from your own labors, faith and knowledge of God coming by revelation only. How we can bring glory and honor to the Father, or the necessary way of the cross for the believer to achieve any of these miraculous changes by the powerful grace of God. As you can painfully see, the missing elements are many, too many. So this man's religion and all of Christendom departed from the original faith and has become a hollow shell or form built around believing in a few facts of Jesus's life and death and a few terms invented by the Roman sect. James aptly described today's Christianity. You say you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. James 2:19. Answer. Christ is the author of faith, and the apostle does not tell us of a creed. The Spirit and the word Jesus are one, and they are inwardly known, sanctifying. Principle: the rule of Christian obedience is the law of God. But he has told us that no one can keep the Ten Commandments, of which the law of God is 100 times more rules and ordinances, and he doesn't listen to God to hear his commands to be obeyed. So what obedience is he talking about? It must be saying the Apostles' Creed. Getting sprinkled with water, ceremonial eating bread with grape juice, and of course giving him money, none of which are commanded by the new covenant. Answer: what is the end of the law is a Christian's life and rule who comes to the obedience of faith in which he pleases God and is justified, but no flesh by the works of the law is justified. The law moral core is you schoolmaster until faith comes. Faith comes when you hear the voice of the Lord, the word of God in your heart, and when you believe and obey it. Gal 3:24-25. Principle: brethren, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind. No man is able to keep the commandments of God. We break them daily in thought, word, and deed. In the best of our duties, we are unprofitable servants. Be perfect. No man is able to keep the commandments. God commands us, but we cannot keep them. What a miserable lot for humanity. So, how many and how often can we break his commandments, sin, and still be accepted by God? If one is okay, then two must be okay too. If two, 10 is not so bad. If 10, the 100 must be okay too. Really, what's the difference between 100 and 1,000? And if 1,000 is okay, then we maybe might as well not worry about anyone, as long as they believe and pay their tithes. So heaven is full of Christians who lie, cheat, steal, covet, commit adultery, are drunken, rage, arrogant? Sounds like hell, not heaven. Even Adolf Hitler must be there because he said Jesus was his Lord too. But there is no sin that is permissible in heaven. There are no sinners permissible in heaven. Jesus expelled the sinning angels from heaven. He expelled Adam and Eve from the garden. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Only former sinners go to heaven. Former sinners no longer sin. Former sinners have been cleansed, purified, perfected, and made holy by the operations of the Holy Spirit, who exposes the sins in a silent listener's heart, and with the obedience of the hearer, the Spirit then removes the sin. Answer. Here is your confusion laid open. Those that were perfect had a new mind, and their deeds were wrought in God, and their thoughts were changed that witnessed repentance, and they kept the commands of God, and their fruits were of the Spirit and of faith, which are not unprofitable. But your works and fruits, who are out of the faith and out of the Spirit of God, are unprofitable, who break the commandments, but they who love God obey his commandments. Principle: Christians must attend upon God's ordinances and sacraments to know their duty toward their neighbor, which sacraments are the seal of the covenant. So tithing, getting sprinkled with water, and eating bread with grape juice even shows Christians their duty to their neighbor. These are nothing but micro, tiny, dead works done in the will of man that do nothing to show you how to love your neighbor as yourself. This minister is obsessed with his drastically minimized subset of scriptures that make up his God and religion. Since sacraments don't even exist in the Bible, and since he calls them the seal of the covenant, he displays his total ignorance of what the covenant is. Answer: The apostles tell us of no such signs or sacraments, nor is the word sacrament found in the Bible. But what fulfills law is Christ the Son of God, which brings man to do his duty towards God and towards his neighbor. Principle: There are two sacraments, and the covenant of grace is to all that believe and receive Christ, and the two sacraments are baptism and the Lord's Supper, which are visible signs. Answer: The scripture does not anywhere call them visible signs, nor sacraments, and the covenant of grace is to all, whether they believe or do not believe, receive or do not receive, and the scripture does not call baptism and the Lord's Supper sacraments. Neither is water baptism or the Lord's Supper commanded rituals of the church. Principle: Because infants of the Jews were circumcised, therefore children are baptized. Christ has ordained this sacrament of bread and wine, and the sacrament is the food of the soul. Infant baptism is a total fabrication of the false church. There is no scripture to support it. The circumcision of the new covenant is a circumcised heart in both male and females, which has nothing in common with the man-made ordinance of infant baptism. Infant baptism is practicing witchcraft, a salvation by magic ceremony. Answer: This is a popish doctrine. What feeds the soul is immortal, and that is the soul's food which it finds rest in, Christ the bread of life, the food for the soul. And the scriptures do not tell us that the bread and wine are a sacrament, and the scriptures do not tell us that circumcision outward was a type of outward baptism, but of the inward. And you bring a scripture, which is the of Luke 23:42 verse, and say that it said that the souls of the wicked are cast into hell. But that scripture speaks no such thing. Principle: We are not to seek for happiness in this life, which is contrary to the following scriptures. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, quietness, and confident trust forever, patience, including longsuffering, steadfastness, and perseverance, kindness, including morality and integrity, goodness, faith, gentleness, including meekness and humility, and self-control, mastery of sensual appetites, passions, and desires. Against these there is no law. Gal 5:19-23 For the kingdom of God is not in food and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Rom 14:17 Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Rom 15:13 These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. John 15:11 And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. 1 John 1:4 Yes, if you are aware of the commandments and believe you are sentenced to remain in the captivity of sin for the rest of your life would be void of happiness. But thanks be to God that he sent his Son to save us from our sins, to release us from captivity, out of the prison house, out of darkness to light, to become free from sin and free indeed. Answer: The saints were and are made partakers of the heavenly riches and of Christ's fullness, and of his joy unspeakable and full of glory in his kingdom, which is in them, while upon the earth. And for the rest of your lies and confusions, they are not worth answering. Richard Baxter's principles in what he calls one sheet for the ministers, which is two sheets, in whose mouth is found a lie, as in his title page is to be seen. Principle: That we are hated of all men for the name of Christ who are but ministers, who gave some pastors, some teachers, appointed for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to a perfect man, to disciple nations, baptize, and teach them. So cut down the ministers, the pillars, and the buildings will fall. Christ gave, that is specifically gifted pastors, teachers, etc., for the perfecting of the saints. Now why would Christ appoint anyone who thinks perfection is impossible the job of perfecting the saints? Yet Baxter somehow thinks he is a minister, gifted by Christ. And Baxter further ignores Christ's teaching when he said, "Then he spoke a parable to them, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into a ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone who is perfect will be like his master." Luke 6:39-40. So an imperfect disciple is blind and certainly not capable of perfecting anyone, even themselves, because they are teaching errors. Leave them alone and disregard them. They are blind guides and teachers. And if a blind man leads a blind man, they both will fall into a ditch. Matt 15:14 answer. In the steps of the ministers of Christ you are not found, but in the steps of the scribes and Pharisees, called of men masters. In the chiefest seats of assemblies, in your long robes and uppermost rooms at feasts, causing the ministers of Christ to be hailed out of your synagogues and thrust out and persecuted and imprisoned, who are in the generation of serpents that should fulfill Christ's words. Matt 23. And the work of the ministry and pastors and teachers you exclude yourselves from, who received their gifts from Christ. You who deny perfection while men are upon the earth, or coming to a perfect man, you are not with those who edify the body of Christ, but throw yourselves out of that work. You are not those who are for the perfecting of the saints, for none are the ministers of Christ, but who bring people to a perfection, out of imperfection, and to a perfect man. And these were the ministers that were hailed by those priests that had the law and tithes and temples and synagogues that made nothing perfect. But your temple and tithes and synagogues have been invented by such as went forth from the apostles, whose successors you are, that had the form of godliness, but denied the power. And so they denied what was perfect. And this you have held up since the apostles, in the apostasy, whose work and ministry and foundation are to be overthrown with the power of God, you and your predecessors, having been what has drunk the blood of the saints and martyrs since the days of the apostles. But in the rising of the Lamb and the saints, you are all overthrown and rejoiced over and slain with the sword, which is the words of his mouth. Though you all, beast, false prophet, and antichrist, may rise in battle against him, the Lamb and the saints shall have the victory. You have been the pillars that have held up Antichrist's kingdom in the usurped authority, out of the power and life the apostles were in, who were sent to preach and baptize. But you baptize and then preach, which is quite contrary to all reason and true understanding, for they must first be preached to before they be baptized. Did not John rebuke the vipers and ask them who had forewarned them to flee from the wrath to come, and told them, "Bring forth fruits fit for repentance, and think not to say you are of Abraham, for God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." Now where is your measure, you priests? Matt 28:19 says, "Go and teach in all nations, baptizing." Matt 28:20 says, "Teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you." So, Christ's true ministers are supposed to be teaching us to observe all his commands, but Christendom ignores all his commands. From the word of the Lord within, they have gutted Jesus. They have made the Bible hollow. Where is the teaching of Christ's commands in Christendom today, and who is showing people how to become obedient to all his commands? Who is teaching, "Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect," Matt 5:48, and how to comply? Who is teaching, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," Matt 6:33? Who is teaching, "Repent or perish," Luke 13:3? Who is teaching, "Sin no more," John 5:14? Who is teaching, "Believe in the light so that you may become children of the light," John 12:36? Who is teaching, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me," Luke 9:23? Who is teaching, "So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple," Luke 14:33? Who is teaching, "He who finds his life shall lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it," Matthew 10:39? What? Not your preacher. Then he is not a disciple of Christ, but is a minister of Satan, transformed to appear as a minister of righteousness. 2 Cor 11:14-15. And the above list is just a few of Jesus' commands. Click here to see many more. So, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. Rev 18:4. Principle, he said, "I send you to open the eyes of the blind and to turn them from darkness to light. How many millions of souls would these wretches sweep away to hell if they had their will, while thousands are in damnation for lack of the light? Answer. All you priests and teachers who call yourselves ministers, since the days of the apostles, who are inwardly ravened from the Spirit of God, are turning and have turned all people from the light to the darkness, and so have kept thousands and millions of souls in damnation, and have been turning them and keeping them in the path and way unto hell. Who are Satan's messengers and ministers, stopping the eyes of people from the light and their ears from hearing the word? And this has been the work of your ministry and has been ever since the days of the apostles, and as at this day, the people of the whole nations have witnessed and may witness. Now Christ's ministers were sent to turn people from darkness to light and to bring them to perfection, to a perfect man, out of what was not perfect. Satan, who went out of truth, the work of his ministers and messengers, whom he sends out from his authority, is to turn people from the light to the darkness and keep them there. And this has been your work, as your pulpits and the nations declare. So you bring not people into unity and fellowship one with another, which is in the light, but set people at enmity one with another, and keep them from the light, who are with it condemned. Principle. The enemies of the ministers of Christ are playing the papists' game, that it will be easier for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for them who despise the ministers of Christ. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. The enemies reproach the ministers of Christ, which is the devil's game, and the sects are against the ministers of Christ, and do the same work the drunkards and whoremongers do. Answer, this you have brought upon yours and your own heads, though you are blind and do not see yourself. All drunkards, whoremongers, idolaters, and the proud and covetous have joined with you called priests, against them called Quakers, the only ministers of Christ not made by men, but by the will of God. Are not all sects joined with you against them? Are you not reviling them and railing upon them in your pulpits, and is not this the devil's game you are doing? If any come among you to reprove you, either in season or out of season, you are those who cannot endure sound doctrine, nor able to resist their spirits or stand against them, but cry, take them away. So they are beaten and knocked down in your steeple houses, sent to stocks or prison. Are you not like Sodom and Gomorrah in this, and like the Pharisees and the beast and the mother of harlots and false prophets which John speaks of, who take the blood of the saints, doing their game? Has not the Lord reproved many of you, yes, and magistrates too, for harming his prophets, yet you go quite contrary to Scripture, which said, do my prophets no harm? And is not this the papists' game, to imprison and persecute? Was it not the papists' game to set up your mass houses which you call churches? Their game was to call out, and to persecute, and make a law and decree that none should speak to them in their time of preaching, reading, or singing mass. Are not you quenching the Spirit, when any are moved of the Lord to speak to you? Was not this the papists' game, which you are now doing? Did ever the apostles hail any out of the synagogues, but were so done unto themselves? But the Jews' game, and the papists' game, and your game are like one another here. Unlike the true Christians, Christ and the apostles, who wrestled not with flesh and blood, not striking at the creatures, but at the powers which captivated creatures, to the intent that the creatures might come into the liberty of the sons of God. So you, who are striking the creatures, wrestling with flesh and blood, are playing the devil's game, like your mother from the beginning. Was it not the papists' game to set up all your schools and colleges, and give your names to them and your houses, and set them in the figure of the temple? When did you change them? Do you not go on in the papists' game? Was it not the papists' game to set up tithes? Are not you playing the same game and taking them? Was it not the papists' game to set up your hourglasses, and preach by the hour, and marking with your cross, and setting your godfathers and godmothers? Are not many of you playing this game yet? What game are you playing in your steeple houses that the papists have not taught you? The papists were persecutors, and so are you. They hailed out of synagogues, and so do you. They took tithes, and so do you. They preached by the hourglass and quenched the Spirit, and so do you. They preached for money and glebeland's lease income from church property, and so do you. They had the cross on the top of steeple houses, and so do you have in many places. They had Trinity College, Emmanuel College, and Christ's College, and so do you have. They named the saints' days, and so you follow them. They called their houses by the name of Trinity, Jesus, Emmanuel, and their mass houses by Peter and Paul and Mary, and so do you. Is this not the papists' game? Do not those who are called Quakers deny this game and deny both you and the papists? And about Christ you are ignorant, who has come to reign and rule and teach his people himself. Principle. ministers are spurring on the magistrates to cast out the bad and scandalous ministers. Have not lawyers and physicians an easier life and more honorable in the world than the ministers? Have not the ministers been the principal instruments to pluck down deans and chapters, bishops, etc.? We ministers break our health and all our worldly interests for you. I had rather be a plowman or the poorest tradesman, but for the greatest necessity and the truth's sake. Have not all you ministers in this manifested yourselves? Did ever the apostles run to the magistrates, or incite them cast out scandalous ministers? Had not the apostles authority and the spirit and power to cast out, reprove, and rebuke in the church? Would they have not denied their power if they had gone to the magistrates and fallen on the mountains, which is the papists' game and not the apostles? Was it not the soldiers that were the cause of pulling down your rails and surplices and your deans and chapters and bishops? Was it not the magistrates' work? But have you had a hand in it? Have you killed and taken possession? Have you put out bishops and got into their places, who are in the bishops' and deans' and chapters' maintenance? Do you insist on making yourselves so foul and odious to all people? Were not many of you tradesmen and plowmen's sons, poor men, and yet now gotten up into great interests, and taking great sums from people, for many of whom you do no work? How can you for shame say you leave your worldly interests when you are only pursuing the world when you choose to be priests and ministers? Who are the proudest people in the parishes, in the glories and vanities of the world and honor of it, but the priests and their wives and their children? Are not you worse than lawyers and physicians, taking the people's money, and yet cannot make them perfect men, but say they must not be perfect? The physician is to make one perfect. Do they take money of people they do nothing for? Are they not ashamed to do so? But you take money from those who you do no work for. Are you not worse than the lawyers, who are bad? Do you not take money of such people as you do not work for, and sue them, and cast them into prison? Are you not the most unreasonable men upon the earth? And this is the devil's game you are playing. And do you not live in more honor in the world, greater gain, and no work done for it, than any other people in the nation, as the jails may witness your fruits? Continue to next rebuttals. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and His kingdom.